Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There we go, beautiful. So we all know we're in the middle of Shvira. We're counting all these numbers, and we start from the second day of Pesach, right? Memacharas HaShabbos. So the Maral says something very interesting. The reason why we start from the second night is because the second night is the night we actually left Mitzrayim. We left the physical slavery, and he says we shouldn't, at that time, think, oh, let's go party hard. We're free. No. We may have left the Shibud of Mitzrayim, but we have a different Shibud. We have a Shibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a mission, right? Adam Shav, I have written here, Avad Shavad Yulad, right? A person who was born to work a little bit, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grow. So from the time of Pesach, we start trying to prepare ourselves for the giving of the Torah by escaping, maybe, our physical shibuds, our chains that hold us back from getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, waiting for that day we get the Torah again. And it's true, it is Torah again. It's a real giving, right? We say in the bracha every morning, it says, V'nasan lanu Torah Semes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But we end off with, Noisen HaTorah, in present tense. He's giving us the Torah every single day, including Shavuos. But let's build something really special. I think it's my own little idea on it. So I'm open to feedback, compliments, questions. Call the number on the back of the box. But let's build something special on this. We're going from a physical slavery, a physical shibud from Mitzrayim, to a spiritual one, to our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to start off with a question. Why do we count 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, 4 days? Why not 49, 48, 47? 46. So one cute thing I heard before I get into my little shtickle is that because if you start realizing how many days left we have until Matan Torah, till we get to Torah, there may be a little bit of pain inside. Oh, I got 48 days left to Matan Torah. I got 33 days left to Matan. Oh, it's terrible. It's kind of like if you have a vacation, right? And you're looking forward to it. I have to wait 4 more weeks. There's a little bit of a pain in there. Hey, we may not feel it, but it's true. There's something there. It's an inspiration. It's a feeling we can get to. Similarly, I know by Lecha Doidi, right? Doidi means beloved. When the person who wrote, the rabbi wrote the poem, he wasn't trying to be cute. He actually felt that Kadosh Baruch Hu was his Doidi, was his beloved. So we can know that there are certain levels that we could reach. It's an inspiration. But going back, why do we count 1, 2, 3, 4? Well, interestingly, anyone else know who else counts up? Addicts, right? I'm 1 day sober, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. They don't count downwards. I think there's a big benefit in counting up, because let's say a person is trying to break a bad habit. He's trying to break an addiction. But if you count down, like I want to be 30 days clean, or I want to be 60 days clean, I want to try to stop doing this for 60 days, the goal is the end, right? And when the goal is the end game, if that's the end game is the goal, then as you get closer, it's very easy to say, oh my God, in 3 days, I can start doing that bad habit again. But if you count up, you're focusing on the positives. You're focusing on your wins. I've been strong for 3 days. I've been strong for 30 days. I've been strong for 300 days. The ikkar is not the end. The ikkar is the journey as you get there. And to really appreciate your accomplishments. Why? Because if you fall, or some may say, when you fall, it's very easy to fall into a little bit of a depression. You start beating yourself up. Oh, I can't believe I fell again. And it's very important to have a little bit of self-compassion and be able to get back up again. So if you start focusing on your wins, I'm 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 10 days, 100 days, you could start really focusing on your strengths and be able to pick yourselves up a little bit quicker and not, you know, be stuck in that negative thought place where, oh, I can't believe I fell again. And I want to quote a very big famous person, Thomas Wayne, yeah? Thomas Wayne told a very young Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, when he was young, he goes, Bruce, why do we fall? And he answers, so we could learn to pick ourselves up. If you think about it for a moment, that's a silly line. We fall so we can learn to pick ourselves up, so don't fall. You don't have to learn to pick yourself back up. But if you think about it, it's a beautiful thing. We fall so that we can learn to pick ourselves up. It's because we fall sometimes. And the goal of life is to learn really to pick yourself up, to be able to be strong and escape the negative thoughts that try to keep you down and pick yourself back up again. Learning to pick ourselves up is what makes us strong. It's what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to pick ourselves up. When we in davening, we say, HaRoitze B'Shuva, right? Hashem wants Shuva. We don't say, HaRoitze Perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're human. And he wants us to pick ourselves back up, return to him. Tying us back to the Omer, maybe, because we're escaping Mitzrayim, we're leaving our physical chains, trying to focus a little bit more on our spiritual side of things, our spiritual Shibbet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, focusing on the positive things. In between this time, between Pesach and Shavuos, hopefully we could start, you know, noticing and focusing on our strengths and being able to break the chains of our own physical Shibud that keep us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully help us connect to Hashem leading up to the Noisei Na'atayra and leading up to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, breaking from our physical chains and hopefully noticing and focusing on and growing in our spiritual Shibud, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.